Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Real question, when a dog passes, do you decide to, hey, it's time to get a new dog? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. How do you know? Like, is there a time on it? Did this have, we've all probably have lost a pet before. And then when did you know? Do you think it's a certain amount of time? Do you go right away and just feel like the house feels empty? Is it okay to do that? Does, like, if you lose a family pet, does it instantly get replaced? So then there's the love gets replaced? Or do you have to give it a year, 2 years, a couple of months? This is happening in Kevin's sister-in-law is just devastated after the loss of their pet.
Yeah, their dog passed away about a month ago, and she still is not over it. Now, this is a dog they had for 17 years, or she had for 17 Whoa. Years. That was like the run of the litter, and it wasn't supposed to live past a month. But it defied all the odds. And they did all they could to keep this dog around for those 17 years. Like the last couple years of this dog's life, I mean, they were like to the vet every other day or, you know, changing the diet, doing all this stuff. So this is, they've lost a big household member. And she isn't over it. They, you know, they buried the dog in the backyard. And she constantly tells my brother, do you think he'll be okay? You think he's all right? And my brother's like, what do you do? Do we go get a new dog to kind of, I don't know, soften the blow and to kind of get her back to normal again, to having that love to give to another animal? Or is this something that you just never get over and you just got to kind of, you know, hope that the time passes and that she'll start, you know, being more normal and won't be as upset that the dog is gone?
So not even when do you get a dog, or can you help Kevin's brother help with the grieving process? Like, is it getting a new dog? Is it giving time? Is there a way to honor that dog? 855-444-6342.
I am going to be horrible on this break. It's hard to talk about grief because everybody goes through it differently. My family, when one of our family dogs passed away, Mia, I do think adding another dog does help. You have to understand that no dog is going to be the exact same as another dog. But
I wouldn't tell your brother, like, go get another dog to soften the blow for her without having, like, her quote unquote consent or her okay to do that. Because she
got a surprise dog.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise her with a dog.
We
I think
another dog surprise.
That would bring up probably a lot of emotions, but I could see how it could soften the blow. You're so used to, you know, taking the dog out and doing all these things, and to restart with a new dog could be a nice thing.
I'm going to play devil's advocate about the surprise dog thing, because no one likes really to be surprised. But, like, sometimes you don't know you're ready, or you don't know that it's going to, like, no dog is ever going to replace my past dog. And it's not about replacing that past dog. It's just about filling that void that was in the home. Like, all of a sudden he's running around and you get to go for walks again. You're like, I do miss my dog, but I'm glad that I have this again in my life. But she might always say, no, it's not time. It's not time. Right. And then all of a sudden he goes and does this for her. And she's like, you know what? I'm glad you did this, because I was never going to be ready. I never thought I was going to be ready, at least. And now it does feel it, because it's hard, right? That's a hard decision to make. I think a month is probably too long or too short.
Too soon
to, like, do a surprise. But if you were to do, like, the Christmas gift kind of thing and you're like, you know what? I know you don't think you're ready, but I do think you're ready. Like, you know your significant other. I want to know for you, when did you make the decision? Did it have to be a long period of time? Did someone have to surprise you? Did you like being surprised if you were surprised? 855.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Help Kevin's brother out, who's kind of struggling with this right now. It's tricky to navigate when you lose a dog. It's part of the family. And Kevin's family is kind of dealing with this grief process right now. Kevin's sister-in-law is really struggling after they lost their dog after 17 years.
Yeah, you know, and this is a dog that my brother kind of married into. He wasn't there for the entire 17 years, but a couple of those years. And so it's like, this has been my sister-in-law's pal for that long. And when you lose an animal for that long, how do you get over it? Or what's the best way to make her feel better? Is it getting a new dog? Is it, you know, I mean, how much time do you need to pass before you get a new pet?
It's tricky to navigate. Hannah, what did someone say on the text line?
Yeah, we had Amy Therapist text in. Conveniently. And she said she gave the suggestion that for people who just lost a dog, maybe it would help if you volunteered at like an animal shelter because you could get to spend time with other dogs. And then maybe if you feel a strong enough connection, that could be your sign.
Karen, that's what you recommended. You said, okay, if you're feeling the grief of it and you're feeling the loss, maybe just start looking still even.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to some humane societies, and I would like to get another beagle, but I just haven't found one. And there's so many dogs that once you go around and look, all of a sudden this person might just find one and say, okay, I want this one. So I think they need to, you know, take their time, and there's a lot of dogs out there that need home.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Thank you so much for the call, Karen. Let's go to Kayla. Kayla, you lost two dogs. When did you decide to go get a new dog?
Yeah, so I lost two of my dogs, and then I have one that's 13 right now. So I look at him sometimes. He doesn't respond. I'm like, oh, no, is today the day? And breaks my heart. So, yeah, same thing. Like what the therapist had said, I volunteer at rescues, and I found Pooh Bear, the 13-year-old, and I immediately, it was within a month, I was like, you're going home with me. My mother. Yeah.
So even immediately, you were able to immediately find love again, find a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would recommend, like the therapist said, to go and interact with those dogs, and she may find her new dog.
It's kind of like that middle ground that thank you so much for the call, Kayla. Kind of like that middle ground that AB and I are talking about. Maybe not surprise her, but maybe surprise her with, hey, we're going to go look at dogs. And if this helps you, fills you with some happiness, or if it just hurts, then we know maybe you're not ready. Right. Because sometimes it's not as fast to fill that void. Jen, you had lost a dog that you had for 16 years. How long did it take for you to fill that void?
It was about a year. We did honor her by having her ashes put into a Christmas ornament so that we would still have her part of our family. And we actually had our kids pick out the next dog because they were, we just thought having them connect with another dog would help them with the grieving process.
Thank you so much for the call. So it took about a year, but having the kids or having to find the dog in a different way was a helpful process. Susie, what is the way that you honored your dog after it passed away?
Well, my dog, I had four dogs at the time. I worked for a rescue group, but I had one dog that I'd rescued years before, and she'd been badly abused. But she was my heart dog. She was my special dog.
Yeah.
And when she passed, I decided to build a memorial garden. It's a beautiful flower garden in the front of my house. I put beautiful flowers. I put out a bird bath with a fountain and everything. But then I went to Menards, and Menards has solar powered lights for gardens, and they're paw prints. And I put the paw prints through my garden. And so every night the paw prints come on, and I figure she's still walking through the garden.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I think a lot of dog parents out there are like, oh, I'm going to get that for a dog we lost. That's a beautiful story. So thank you for sharing, Susie.